I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on May 11th, 2020. Version 5 of PyHole has been released. The latest update to the add and tracker blocking software is a significant one, and users need to be aware that any in-place upgrades will be non-reversible. The new version brings group functionality to PyHole, enabling administrators to create and maintain block lists that can be easily applied to a group of clients. At the moment, this functionality can only be managed through PyHole's graphical dashboard and is not exposed through its command line interface. As well as improving its memory usage, the new version also includes support for deep CNAME inspection, which can be used to block third-party trackers that are disguised as first-party scripts. Users of the Newton Mail Service received some good news today. Andy Rubin's Essential Products company had taken ownership of Newton Mail in 2019. In February of this year, he announced that Essential Products would be shutting down, and at the time of the announcement, it looked as though Newton Mail would die alongside Rubin's company. However, a couple of passionate Newton Mail users from an independent app development agency weren't prepared to lose the service without a fight, and were eventually successful in acquiring the business from Essential. The duo are now working through how to secure the product's long-term future, and, as a key part of their contingency planning, have pledged to open source its codebase and architect a self-hosted solution for its users, should the business ever look like it's going to fail again. Another crop of Thunderbolt vulnerabilities has been making the news. The problems were identified by a master's student at the Eindhoven University of Technology in the Netherlands, and potentially affects all hardware shipped since 2011. While an attacker would need physical access to a computer in order to compromise it, the discovered vulnerabilities can be used to quickly exploit machines that are locked, even those with full disk encryption enabled. Modern systems with kernel DMA protection are still partially vulnerable to the attacks, and the researcher cautions that a redesign of the Thunderbolt controller hardware will be needed to fully mitigate against them. Finally today, a KDE developer has explained why some Plasma users might be experiencing a little desktop weirdness at the moment. Nate Graham, whom you may remember from a Linux Unplugged show a couple of years ago, has shared some of the cleanup work on animation timings that's been going on behind the scenes at the project. With the release schedule for KDE frameworks and the Plasma desktop being out of sync, users of rolling distributions like Arch might notice some odd behavior for the next few weeks, but they should be reassured to know that everything will go back to normal with the release of Plasma 5.19 next month. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/155. We'll be back on Wednesday.